You're listening to 2SER Breakfast.
Look, if you went through the same sort of schooling as I did, you'll know the phrase that good health starts at your mouth. It's Dental Health Week, and according to figures released by the Australian Dental Association, over 50% of Aussies over 65 have gum disease, and poor oral health isn't just an issue for your mouth, it's linked with major chronic diseases. Get a bit more details on it. I'm joined by dentist Dr. Jude St. George. Dr. Jude, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Nick.
Now, look, how serious is gum disease? I mean, we tend to think of it maybe as just a bit of bleeding when we brush. Is it just a nuisance, or is there more going on there?
Well, there's a lot more going on there because it is an invasive process. And we all need our mouth on a daily basis to not only eat but to speak. And so with gum disease, it can create problems, and it can be related to other serious problems like heart disease. And new research has shown that even elderly women, there's an increased prevalence of cancer with gum disease.
So quite a significant problem in that case. What actually causes gum disease?
Well, gum disease is caused by bacteria called plaque that builds up on your teeth. It's that sticky, colourless film that constantly forms on your teeth. And it can be removed by brushing or flossing. There are genetic factors where in some people the bacteria multiplies considerably, and that releases toxins that causes your gums to inflame.
Wow. Okay, so there can be a genetic predisposition to bigger issues around it.
There can be a genetic predisposition. There are other things with age. There's an increased prevalence, things like smoking as well. Certain medications can cause it. Stress, people who clench and grind their teeth, and certain diseases like diabetes can increase the prevalence of gum disease.
Now, what are the indicators? How do people know if they've got a problem?
Well, the most common signs are things like red puffy gums, when there's bleeding when they're brushing and flossing. You can have signs when the expression is long in the tooth, where the gums recede so the teeth look longer. If you have sensitive teeth, loose teeth, bad breath, those can all be indicating signs.
Now, is the best prevention just brushing, or does it go deeper than that?
Well, brushing is only part of it. It does go deeper than that. It depends on gum disease. I guess you can say there's three stages to gum disease. The early stage is gingivitis, where it's just mainly just bleeding gums, and it is irreversible. It is reversible, but when it progresses to a condition called periodontitis or advanced periodontitis, that's where things are irreversible. But you do need to see a dentist to treat those conditions, but on a daily basis, things like brushing and flossing. Flossing is the most essential part. I always tell my patients flossing's more important than brushing.
So when it gets to the irreversible stage, what do we do? Are we just doing maintenance treatments to keep it in check?
Yes. You have to see a help. When it gets to the irreversible stage, you have to see a health professional, and they're treatments where they can do deep cleaning and root planing of the teeth, or depending on the severity of it, you may need gum surgery for it.
Wow. Is that common?
It is common. Gum disease affects quite a bit more than 70% of the population. And in the elderly population as well, periodontitis is probably about 40% plus, which is the irreversible advanced stage.
Well, Dr. Jude, that is information I did not have to hand. It's a bit frightening. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
That was Dr. Jude St. George there. It is Dental Health Week. We're talking about gum disease. As you heard, it's more than just gums. It goes a little bit deeper than that.